Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Hamul Casino.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, man.
All right. Good morning. Let's get our heads right. Why does it sound like ass again? We're having a rough go. There, it's better. We're Paulie and I having a rough go in here this morning. Paulie had a rough go from the minute he woke up, spilled his coffee everywhere. Late to work. Not late to work. Later to work. We had production to do this morning. It's been one of those mornings. And, it, you know, always followed by a crap performance by our hometown ball club last night, yesterday. The only good news about that game, Paulie, was that it was 7-0 fairly early, and I could take a little nap in the afternoon, and I did. So that was good. It was a perfect game going on. You know what? I'm going to catch a little shut-eye.
I'm good.
I'm going to catch a little shut-eye because watching this is excruciating right now. Caught a little shut-eye, woke up. Oh, we're going to make a little run here? No. No, absolutely not. How'd they get 10? It's great. Just really, really solid.
I took a nap. I woke up. Hey, we scored.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, awesome. Way to grind out. That way we can come in with the narrative today. Hey, this team never quits.
Yeah.
They fight to the end. Good morning. Yeah, it's buddy. Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Ben's still on vacation. Lucky SOB.
She is, mates.
I thought he was kind of an a-hole for taking off during trade deadline week. Now I realize, once again, Ben, kind of a genius. Kind of a genius. Sitting up in Washington State, you know, out in the woods playing golf the other day, breathing fresh, clean, crisp mountain air.
You leave me in the trenches taking grenades, John.
Yep. Not worried about Joey Gallo, Mike Hawk. Not worried about anything.
He's not worried about Mike Hawk.
No, he's not. And he is the only thing he's worried about is where his next cocktail is coming from and what time his next tea time is. Yeah. And really, I'm insanely jealous. It's been a frenetic pace this week. And you know, last year's trade down. Oh, God, here we go. Jesus Christ. I'm about to throw something across the room. It's going to be the longest show of my 11-year career. I can tell you that. I can already tell you. It's been a frenetic week. It's been a crazy, crazy pace. I think last year, the trade deadline, Paulie, we forgot about it. That was a flurry, right? I mean, it was a 60-game season, so the whole thing was a blur.
End of August, yeah.
The whole thing was a blur anyway with that 60-game season. It was just go, 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 go. Now that we've stretched it out again, it's a little weird. But so, yeah, Ben is on vacation. Me and Paulie holding it down, allegedly, until next Tuesday. It will be our last show without Ben. He'll be back a week from yesterday. So he is on vacation. Our program director, a.k.a. our brand manager, Adam Klug, also on vacation today. I think a much-needed vacation for him as well. I was fascinated by this, Paulie. Okay, do you know where he's? Do you know what he's doing for vacation?
I do.
Share that,
please. He is going to Las Vegas with his family.
He is going to Las Vegas with his family. So I said to him yesterday, when I talked to him, I go, where are you staying? And he said, this place I've never heard of. And he gives me the name. I go, I also have never heard of that.
Could be a new hotel.
I go, is it a hotel? He goes, well, it's one of those timeshare things.
Oh, God.
And I go, oh, you have a timeshare? And he goes, not exactly.
Oh, no.
And I said, well, what do you mean? And I could tell he didn't want to tell me because he knew this was going to happen.
Right.
Exactly what's happening right now
probably
was going to happen.
Probably getting in the car, heading east right now.
Dude, I go, spill it. He goes, well, we're doing that thing where we go and we do a two-hour tour of the property.
Oh, my God.
And then they ask us if we want to buy it. We say no, and we get like 3 or 4 free nights. And I go, I stopped. And I go, you're joking. He goes, no. I go, you're really doing. I go, that's really a thing. I thought it was a bit. I thought that
I don't know anyone that's actually done that.
Same. I've never,
at least not in the last 20 years.
I've never met someone ever that has been like, oh yeah. You know what else he said to me? He goes, oh yeah, we've done it. Like, this is like the fourth time we've done it. Now let me ask you guys a question. Number one, I'm too. I think lazy is probably the right word. And I,
you don't want to work on vacation.
I'm not thrifty really enough to do that. Thrifty, cheap. I'm not cheap enough to do that, I don't think. I understand, you know, wanting to save some money here and there. And I think that's, but it's Vegas, right? The rooms in Vegas are not that expensive. But then again, if you can get 3 or 4 free nights by just doing a two-hour tour. But here's the deal. I go on vacation. You know what I don't want to do? Go on a two-hour tour of property. Let me ask you this, Paulie. Is it unethical? Is it unethical to do it more than once? Like, if you went one time, like, I want to see if this works.
Like, maybe they can sell me.
And who knows? Maybe they, and knowing me, here's the other reason I don't do it. I'd own 7 timeshares. I'd be like, this is a great idea. You would too, Paulie. You're gullible like I am.
Yeah.
You'd be, and I can see you. I can see you sitting Megan down explaining to her why it's a brilliant idea. I can see me sitting down explaining to Hannah why it's a brilliant idea. And both of them looking at us going, you two are the biggest dip-asses I have ever seen. I can't believe you fell for this. Now we are locked in to a timeshare in Boca Raton for the next 6 years because of you two idiots. But let me ask you.
You dumbass.
If you've done that more than once, aren't you, isn't that kind of
like, well, you know, last year we weren't ready fully to get in on the timeshare.
This is like,
now maybe this year we'll try it again.
This is like the fourth time he's done it. Is it unethical
that
to
SOB.
Like, and I just go, look, that's very fascinating. Do you mind if I talk about it on the air? And he said, no, I don't care. You think I care? I go, all right.
He's gone. We can do whatever we want today.
We really can. Good. Put on CBS Sports Radio so I can go home and get.
Don't force anything. Don't try to throw something into a double. Hey, just give it up. And guess what? Throw it away.
Is that what it is?
Go to the
this
next
is
what,
can we check in with them periodically?
No,
like, if I needed to go poop right now, I could be like, okay, just run this for a minute, Paulie. I'll be back. Really?
Coordinators come in, and I think they have a chance to be a fun, dynamic offense. He's got a big time.
Let's see what they're talking about. This is fun. Hold on.
Parker Washington's really good in the slot. He's got 3 really good tight ends.
Parker Washington.
He's got 5 running backs that can rotate.
I still don't know. Hold on.
And keep them fresh.
This is awesome.
Can you guess what team they're talking about?
No,
you're right. He is obviously the linchpin that's going to make this go, and it goes back to the stats I cited because in the 5 games they lost, it was more turnovers than touchdowns. So it's got to be the other way around.
Steve Jones joins us, the voice of Penn State this morning, part of Sounds on Saturday.
Well, you could have given me 500 guesses, and I never would have said, oh, yeah, it's Penn State football.
Talking Penn State, for sure.
Parker Washington, obviously. Five running backs, of course. Five losses, yeah. Oh, my God, that is fascinating. DJ Blunt tweets in, where's Mike Cocktail? Ben, probably while listening to us right now. Mike Cocktail is amazing. Yeah, our pal Mike Hawk yesterday had an interesting day. Had, you know, kind of let everybody know that there was a big Padres deal coming down. Joey Gallo coming here. Didn't happen. Yankees. Yankees get Joey Gallo. Here's what's funny.
It's almost like, contrary to what his bio says, he may not be an MLB Network insider.
Well, and his name is Mike Hawk. I thought everybody knew that it was Mike Hawk. Right? I it's Mike Hawk.
Not everybody.
I can't get enough Mike Hawk content. It's my favorite thing that we've done in a while. This has been, in fact, the summer of Mike Hawk. And he did have one yesterday. He broke the Eduardo Escobar before Passan had it.
It's true.
But I mean by like 30 seconds, right? Like he's basically a better tweeter, I think, a faster tweeter than Jeff Passan. Jeff Passan probably needed to go back and double check, et cetera, et cetera. But yeah, it was, you know, trade deadline's always fun for some rumors and whatnot. So the Max Scherzer rumor out there, you know, there's so many teams in play for a guy like Max Scherzer. I just don't know how that deal gets done here. I hope it does. That would be fantastic. Padres, I would say, in pretty desperate need of a starting pitcher right now, and Max Scherzer certainly fits that bill.
Not bad.
If you had to ask me, though, like, if Woodsy, would you bet your house on it? I'd say no. I'd say no. I wouldn't bet the house on it. I think we'll get a pitcher. I don't think it'll be Max Scherzer. That's literally no inside information. That's not Mike Hawk. That's not Seymour Butts. That's not anything else. Phil, ACO. It's just my gut feeling that I don't think Max Scherzer will be a Padre. It's a lot to give up. It's a lot of money. There's a lot of factors. It's a lot of red tape to get through. I do think he'll get moved. But I just don't know that it'll be here. I hope it does. I would do anything to have Matt Scherzer out there. And I think we desperately need him. So there were some moves yesterday.
I'm not betting against AJ Preller. If anybody can get the deal done, AJ Preller.
And see, the thing is just saying I don't believe that he's coming here, I'm not betting against him. Here's the thing, Paulie. No one knows for certain if Max Scherzer is even on AJ's radar is like, oh, I got to have him. You know what I mean? He could look at that and go, the guy's 37. He's been getting barreled this year more than ever, really. Yeah. And, you know, he's going to cost a fortune. He's going to cost prospects, all that. He may not, and I'm telling you, man, the misinformation that goes on, I'm not a tinfoil hat guy, bro. I'm not. But I'm telling you, some of the misinformation that goes on, I'm like, I think it comes from inside. I really do. I think it has to at this point. And I think there's a part of every front office that likes that, right? They want all of those things. They want everybody zigging, and then they want to zag. Bam. And you're like, oh, my God, I didn't even know that guy was available. You know, it happens all the time. And especially with a dude like AJ Preller. Now, I'm not saying he's planting Joey Gallo rumors or anything like that. I'm just saying hints get dropped. He did it to me. He did it to my face.
Yeah.
He did it to my face. And if I had gone on the air and be like, just so you guys know, I've got an inside source that said AJ Preller is targeting Francisco Lindor. Bro, that's going to make Mike Hawk was trending yesterday on Twitter. So don't tell me there's not veracity to this. Don't tell me that they don't like that. It's misinformation. It stirs things up. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He did it to me. And had I gone to the air with that, somebody would have picked up on that. Mike Hawk is trending. It's hysterical.
You could have been trending.
I could have been trending. And then guess who looks like a giant a-hole? Me. I may have never recovered from that. And AJ would have been like, well, I'm never telling you anything again. Right? It's just, it's strange. This is a weird, weird time of year. Padres obsessed, Wes. No. He tweets in, we're getting Joey Lucchese, aren't we? Wes, don't even do this today.
Delete that.
So here's the thing. El Plebe Ayu says, can Ben come back now? CBS Sports Radio, really? Do you not know what a bit is, dude? I'm in no mood, El Plebe Ayu. Right? It is hysterical. Hysterical.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was funny, too.
Josh Goriel says, bro, I was scrambling trying to think of which NFL team has a Parker Washington.
Let's hit it one more time. I want to see what they're talking about now.
Those are road trips.
Why would you say that? I said, well, every other year you get to go to Honolulu.
Is that the same guy?
I think so.
All right. Let's just let's roll on right now. We've got a daily deal. We got a Daily Ditty selection coming up next. Let's talk about the Joey Gallo trade to the Yankees. Let's talk. Are you bummed? Are you sad you didn't get Joey Gallo? I think for the most part, I've seen about 95% of people say they're not. You can call in if you want. We can do some open phones. They went so well yesterday. 833-288-0973. It was awesome. I mean, call in. I mean, we've got time to fill, and would love to talk to you guys as we pound through this Thursday. We'll get into yesterday's terrible performance by Blake Snell, and so much more here on Ben and Woods this morning.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dirty right there, my friend. It's like a combo. Daily Ditty, shout out to his family.
I thought it was just because your timeshare that you finally paid off.
Woo! Got me a pocket full of change. This is ZZ Top. Lost their longtime bass player yesterday, Dusty Hill, 72 years old. Died in Houston, Texas. Just a where I'm from, Paulie. It's just ZZ Top, legendary Texas band. And I grew up with them. You know, I really did. And they were huge on MTV. I mean, talk about a good band that, like, took MTV and was like, oh, no, we're going to really go into the stratosphere. Their videos were the best when I was a little kid. They had the beards, right?
Yeah.
Dusty Hill and Billy Gibbons. And then the drummer that didn't have a beard. You know what his name was? Frank Beard.
Actually?
Literally. His name was Frank Beard. The two guys in front, Dusty Hill, who passed away. Yes. And Billy Gibbons had the long, long beards.
Yeah.
The drummer, no beard, named Frank Beard.
That is fantastic.
So good. But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you're my age, you grew up on ZZ Top, and that's my favorite ZZ Top song by far. Just as dirty, dirty as it gets.
Shout out to his family
as well, man. 72 years old, passed away in his sleep. And, yeah, just, you know, sad. It's sad. I don't listen. I don't get in the car and be like, man, throw on some Top today. But when I hear it, I'm
when
like,
they come
oh.
on, yeah, yeah.
Like, if Tush comes on, I'm like, yeah. Like, it just, I goes as loud as LaGrange. Like, I throw all those on. Now, they've got some absolute clunkers, too. But who doesn't, really? I mean, you know, they're not all winners. Trust me. I you know, we know. They're not every bit is the best bit of all time. But, yeah, man, I was bummed when I saw that yesterday and said, well, that's a perfect perfect ditty. So the news did come down. Well, again, it's not finalized yet. This is what's infuriating about the trade deadline sometimes is, you know, and I'm talking like the big names have all reported that it's a done deal. Joey Gallo going to the Yankees right now, which again, I mean, they need the help. They've kind of been hit by injuries as well. Their outfield was like Greg Allen, Brett Gardner, and Aaron Judge was out for a few days. I mean, it was pretty lean. Yeah. So I think he's going to help them. Do I think he's there's a good chance, Paulie, they don't even make the playoffs. So I don't know. You know, I think they need a lot more help than Joey Gallo. But it was. Now, listen, just to be fair, you know, if A.J. Preller was talking to the Texas Rangers about Joey Gallo, it's a different deal that they got from the Yankees than I think they would have gotten from the Padres, right? They may have gotten, by all accounts, a better prospect from the Padres, but also probably would have had to take on some money. Yeah. Also would have had to take on another player, but gotten a better prospect. I think the Yankees just prospect whipped the Texas Rangers yesterday. And the first report was that it was going to be six prospects going back. And you saw that and you went, oh, my God. Holy smokes. And then I think they adjusted it later on in the day for four prospects. I'll be honest with you. I don't follow the Yankees at all really anymore, but I'd never heard of one of these guys. Glenn Otto, Ezekiel Duran, Josh Smith, and Trevor Halver. So I know less than nothing about those guys. They could be great. They could be terrible. But I do know that that it's been a while since Brian Cashman has done that kind of trade deadline giant splash. And Joey Gallo, one of the best bats on the market, I think. And I think he's obviously going to improve their lineup. They're not going to miss those four guys this year as they try to make the playoffs.
Well, and it's interesting because you pretty much just said it. Like, they're in a weird spot where they're not quite full-on buyers, but they're also not sellers. Like,
there was a time, though, like a week ago when, I mean, the New York Press was writing, okay, is now the time to trade Aaron Judge, right? Is now the time, like Boston did with Mookie Betts, mm-hmm. is now the time to trade Aaron Judge? And, you know, Judge gets scratched from the lineup yesterday, a healthy scratch, and people started losing their minds on Twitter. But, man, I'm telling you, it's a weird time of year. There were other trades that went down yesterday, too, that a few of them I really, really liked. And we're going to talk to David Schoenfeld, who's one of our number one baseball men out there. He's coming on at 7:35 or 7, Paul?
7:35.
All right. He is going to join us, ESPN, MLB writer. Looking forward to talking to him, having him break down some of these trades. We'll talk about next that awful, awful performance yesterday. And really, I just want to ask the question, like, what do you do with Blake Snell? And let's be realistic, okay? What do you do with Blake Snell? They have options, right? There are things that they can do. What do you realistically do? All right, if you want to call in. Realistically.
So probably not, like, send him out to El Paso.
Right. You're not trading him. You don't trade a guy that you gave up two pretty good pieces for when his value is at its lowest. That's stupid.
That's a bad move. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, you don't want to do that. You're not going to send him down to El Paso.
You're not paying him a ton either. He's not, you know, he's not breaking the bank this year. What do you legitimately do with him?
It's a good conversation to have.
It is. And you know, I'd love to hear your thoughts on Twitter.
It's such a tough call because you know he's got the stuff, right? You know he's got the capability of being a dominant pitcher.
Save it. Yes. Save all of this because I want to do this next.
But there's the big but.
Well, yeah, there's a big but. There's a giant but in the way. And I want to talk about that. I want to hear from you guys on Twitter. Yeah, Josh tweets in four prospects and Texas paying all of Gallo's owed money. Yeah, it's a different deal than the alleged deal coming from here. You know, so, hey, they had to move him. They did it. Yankees needed a bat. Joey can play, I think, four positions. I think he can play everywhere in the outfield and first base, which I know they needed some help at first base in New York. So, yeah, man, it's going to be interesting. Some other great, great moves. We'll get into all that. We'll do our Padres wrap-up.
What are we, like 32-ish hours from the deadline?
I'm so ready to get to 9 a.m. tomorrow. That's for us. 1 p.m. is the trade deadline. It's when it ends. And I'm sure A.J. Preller's probably over it, too. And I'm sure his entire front office is probably over it. And everybody that's kind of on call, the PR staff and everybody else.
We've gone down to Petco the last couple of days and just talking to, you know, not people like in A.J.'s war room,
right,
but people around the organization. It's pretty much everyone's just kind of like flushed and tired.
Yeah.
And you could just get the sense that everyone's like, can we just get to 1 o'clock on Friday? Can we just get to 1 o'clock on Friday?
Yeah, let's just get there. And for us, it's 9:03 tomorrow. I will be very happy because, it's stuff. You look at Twitter all day, refreshing. What's going on? Do I believe this guy? Do I not believe this guy? What's happening? And look, at the end of the day, though, it's pretty fun. It's pretty fun to be a fan of a team that's in it and buyers and looking to improve. That's great. Remember, it wasn't always this way. Kind of try to embrace it, I guess, in your head a little bit and know that, man, if we get this or we get that, like, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be a crazy, crazy next couple of days, though. When we come back, we'll do our Padres wrap-up. Love to hear from you guys on Twitter, at Ben and Woods, or on the phone, 833-288-0973.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Woodsy.
What?
Find your new summer soundtrack by Odyssey. There are hundreds of new stations for summer barbecues, road trips, working out, or relaxing poolside. Just download the free Odyssey app today.
Do it. Do it right now. Also, let you guys know that Ben and Woods is sponsored by Azusa Pacific University, San Diego. Career opportunities in education, nursing, and psychology are thriving. Azusa Pacific University, San Diego Regional Campus helps you chart your course for success. In-person learning starts this fall. Learn more at apu.edu/San Diego. Be bold. Step forward. It's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan. Lot to get to, actually. Lot to get to. Want to talk Blake Snell. But let's do our Padres wrap-up. It's not great. It's not great. From yesterday. There's your wrap-up. Now we will do the real wrap-up after we check traffic from Kelly Danick.
Miss any of yesterday's Padres game? What's the matter with you?
Forget it. That one is gonna go.
We've got you covered, though. It's the Padres wrap-up with Ben and Woods.
That is the ball game, and that is a winner.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Here's the pitch, and Lowry swings. Skies one to center field. Profar started in. Now he's got to race back. Should be plenty deep enough to get Canna home. Dirksen makes the catch on the warning track. Canna will tag. He will score, and 1-0 Oakland here in the first. With the long pause, now the leg kick, and the 0-1 pitch hit really well out to deep left field. That's going to go. Tommy Pham ran back, but nothing he can do. And is up off the ribbon board in left field. A three-run homer for Matt Chapman. His 13th of the season, and it is 4-0 Oakland in the first. There's the 1-0. Canna reaches for it. A little flare over second base. That'll get down into center field. Great read by Andrews. He'll come in to score easily. RBI single Mark Canna. Now 5-0 Oakland to the second. Two pitch on the outside corner. Strike three call. Good fastball. 9 strikeouts for Sean Manaea and 5 perfect innings. Head to the sixth. It is the A's 7. And the Padres nothing. Here it is, and Hosmer swings, loops one out behind second base. Long run, Andrews going back, can't make the over-the-shoulder catch. It drops down, it'll be a base hit, and the first of the day for the Padres. A bloop single to shallow left center field. Andrews almost made the circus catch trying to go over his shoulder, but it drops down, and the Padres have their first hit of the game.
Fitting that the Padres' first hit would be of that kind.
Pretty good for anybody. A little cue shot up the first baseline. Somehow stays fair. Krizmat's throw rolls away from Cronenworth, goes down the right field line. Oh boy, it's getting away here. Chapman is rounding third, being held. He will end up coming in to score standing up. And on a ball that went about 45 feet up the first baseline, Piscotty gets to second. Chapman scores from first, and it is 9-0. And Dirksen hits that one in the air down the right field line. Piscotty racing over, can't get there. One hops up against the Petco porch, kicks away from him. That'll get at least one home. Cronenworth has scored. Myers stops at third. RBI double for Dirksen and Profar. And it's 10-2 here in the ninth. Pitch to Frazier. In the dirt. That kicks away from Murphy. From third comes Profar. He will score. It's 10-4 in the bottom of the ninth. Wild pitch from Chafin. Caratini up to second behind the play. 2-2 again to Ha-Sung Kim. The pitch from Chafin is swung on and missed. It was in the dirt. The catcher Murphy will pick it up, tried to tag him and miss. Now he throws down to first base. That will complete the putout and end the ball game. A's earn a 2-game split here with a 10-4 win over the Padres on a beautiful Wednesday afternoon.
You feel pretty confident after the last outing, you know, on the road. Thought he had one of the better ones that he's had all year. Certainly probably his best one, you know, on the road. So coming in with some confidence and, you know, day game, whatever it is, you know, we've got to find a way to get in the zone and get on the attack. You know, just, you know, like I said, the free bases and the walks and, you know, especially with Oakland's lineup, they're known for being a patient team as is. So the majority of the guys, you have to beat them in the zone. And we weren't able to get in the zone today.
Yeah, not great, Bob, at all. Not a great performance by Blake Snell. And, you know, I tweeted it yesterday, Paulie. It's a tough watch. He's a tough watch. You're watching a guy that's mentally trying to figure it out there, fighting himself, you know, griping at the umpires on pitches that aren't really that close. You know, begging. You're begging for strikes out there because you're so domed out. You're so domed out that you cannot throw a strike. And it just sucks. Going full hack.
You okay over there?
You just play a song or something. Hang on. All right.
Kendry Morales with a home run. Vladimir Guerrero had key hits.
Identical.
Along the way. And the Angels batting order. Angels batting order just, wore out the Red Sox pitching staff.
How you doing over there?
I mean, maybe play it again.
Jesus.
All right. So anyway, you're watching Blake Snell, and he's just domed, man. He's totally, totally.
Pretty much from the start.
From the start. I mean, walking those guys in the first, you knew. When he walked the first batter, you knew it was happening. I'm dying. Hang on.
Oh, my God. You okay?
No, it went down the wrong pipe. Oh, man. You know when you swallow your spit and it goes down the wrong
hole? You choke yourself.
I'm choking myself right now. This could not be going any worse. It really couldn't. I feel like Blake Snell. Like I'm the Blake Snell of radio right now.
Nasty.
No, not nasty.
Spicy.
Yes, spicy. So the question is, Paulie, what do you do with Blake Snell? You see a lot. Let's talk about what we see that they should do.
You can't send him down. I don't think putting him in the bullpen is the right call. I think you have to just keep running him out there. You have to let him find himself. And I know we said this in April, and then we said it again in May.
And then June.
We said it in June.
And July.
We said it in July. And we're probably going to be saying it in August. You got to hope, because you don't, what are the other options? You going to run Reese Kinnear out there every fifth day? Like, we don't have a plethora of starting pitchers waiting and itching to get back, you know, into the rotation. And, you know, we have no idea where, I don't even know where Mackenzie Gore is. He needs to be the guy that you would expect after 4 or 5 years in the organization now, your number one prospect. He's not here. So I don't know what the other option is other than letting him run out there. You know, we've had the same conversations like with Chris Paddock. You have to just keep running him out there right now. The only thing you can do to even help the team, not really help Blake Snell, is A.J. Preller's got to go make a move. A.J. Preller's got to get some starting pitching.
Yeah. I mean, look, the guy has a – oh, my God, what is wrong?
I've never seen you like this before.
He's voodoo dolling me. I can't, like, shake it. Can we go to break?
Who would voodoo doll you?
The list is longer by the day. All right. Every time I try to talk, it, like, gets worse. I don't know what's the matter. I'm seeing stars right now. This is great. I'm, like, falling apart live on the air. Okay. So the things that we see. Trade him. Not smart. Right? Not smart. You don't trade a guy that you gave up three pretty good prospects for.
You don't trade anybody at their lowest value.
Correct. And so you're kind of committed to Blake Snell at this point. And by committed, I think I agree. You just got to kind of let him figure it out. It sucks. It's hard to watch. Nobody hates it more than he does, man. Nobody does. I mean, we may hate it more than he does. It's a tough watch. I think what drives everybody crazy is the stuff is there. You watch, you know, 97 out of his hand, and it's like, okay, when he does spot up, you know, it's like a prayer, though. The locating a fastball is like a prayer. He's throwing it, hoping that it's in the zone.
He's talked about the changeup not working all year.
He basically said, I don't throw a changeup anymore. Hitters know that. So they
when
know.
When you go out and say that in your post-game Zoom yep. conference, more than once this year, the pitcher knows, all right, there's a pretty damn good chance. Yeah, the hitter knows there's a pretty damn good chance that I'm not going to get a changeup.
Correct.
Guy throws, what, four pitches? Well, there's one that's not going to be coming my way.
Yeah, you subtract. That's what good hitters do. They subtract. And they know, okay, he's not locating his fastball. So, I'm going to lay off. I mean, there's nothing like you'd think. And the funny thing is, he's not effectively wild. You see those guys that are effectively wild? He's not effectively wild. He gets more pitches spit on. I mean, they just, if it's spinning, they just don't swing because it's never in the zone. It's never in the zone.
And he's out there just hoping that he can get them to chase.
That's exactly right. And they're just not. They're just not. He's walking a ton of guys well above his career average. I mean, the guy's got a career ERA of like 3.50. That's not nothing.
Yeah.
That's not pedestrian. You know, and I understand that massive season he had in 2018 helped skew that a little bit when he pitched to a 189 ERA and won the Cy Young. And I think it's just all of that frustrating potential that's not being realized. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so that's one thing. You're not going to trade him. I don't think you put him in the bullpen because you just nailed it. Okay, great. Who starts in his place? Do you piggyback him with Reese Kinnear? I don't know. I don't know what that does for his confidence.
Maybe, I don't know. The only option I could really think of in that regard would be, you know, you got to open up the tank on Ryan Weathers. You got to let him go and hope he can get you 6+ every time he goes out there. And then, I don't know, when Lamet comes back, do you piggyback him with Snell? I don't know.
I have no idea. I mean, it's a problem that I don't know what the answer is. You can't just send him down to the minors to work it out. That's mortifying, right? Also,
I would say that's just not an option.
I don't think it's an option either. And don't you want him working on his stuff with the guys at the highest level? Not a level lower.
Right.
Like, I don't think he needs...
He goes down and dominates AAA.
And I don't even know that he would, honestly. Like, I want him here with the big club because we're invested in him. But I do understand why it's very frustrating for fans to watch, because it's frustrating to me as well. I really like the guy. I really believe in the guy's stuff. But right now, he's fighting himself. It feels like, I don't know, it feels like it's all mental. Maybe some mechanical issues. I just don't know.
So, I mean, does he need to go to a sports psychiatrist? Is that on Larry Rothschild? Is that on Jace Tingler? Is that squarely just on Blake Snell? Like, what? How do you solve the mental game?
I wish I knew. I'm working on it myself, my friend. You know, it ain't easy. It's not an easy fix.
Well,
let's take a call. Let's get... we got people calling in right now. I want to know what you think. You know, I see a lot of the same people that were ready to, quote, fire Tommy Pham into the sun, ready to fire Blake Snell into the sun. I just don't know what your options are, right? What's a better option than Blake Snell? Maybe it is a bullpen day. I don't know. I really don't. It's confounding. We'll get some calls.
Is Sean?
Sean, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, good morning. How are you guys?
Dude, we're hanging in. I'm about to choke to death, but other than that, I'm fine.
It's okay. He doesn't need you. You can just die. You know, it'll just become the Paul, what would we call the show at that point?
That's just the Paul show at this point. Jesus.
So the question I have as we watch this, because I wasn't a big Blake Snell fan from the start, but I agree with you. We got him. We got to do something with him.
Yep.
But I'm curious, Mackenzie Gore, we have no idea where he goes. Even Darvish, as good as he's been, hasn't been as good as he's been in past years. Snell's gone down. Everybody, at what point do we look and we say, hey, is there something going on in the pitching coaching that they're not connecting with these players?
It's a good question. It's a popular sentiment, actually. And I mean, like, we just got a tweet. As soon as that sentence came out of his mouth, Cedric just tweeted, is our pitching coach a problem? No one seems to talk about that. No one? Is that right?
I've never heard anyone question.
Never, right?
The pitching coach. Any thoughts?
Is that a cop out? Is it a cop out to say, well, you know, because look, dude, at the end of the day, the player has to execute. If the player doesn't execute, it's on the player. That's how I feel. If I have a bad show, guess whose fault it's not? Paul's or Ben's. It's mine. I have to own that.
It's not our boss Adam's fault.
Yeah, actually, it is. Well,
it's always his fault.
Big part of it. But no, I can't come in. Man, I was terrible. I was choking to death on the air, Paul. Damn it. Look what you did. Look what you did to me.
Sabotage.
No, man. I look, Dude, I don't know. I've never pitched in the big leagues. I've never had a pitching coach, okay? Like, I have a guy that teaches me a golf swing. I played like crap the other day after a lesson. It's not his fault. He knows what he's doing. I've got to make the right swing. He shows me the right way. I still do it my way. He shows me on video. This is what you're doing wrong. I go on the course the other day at Riverwalk and run together eight of the worst holes I've ever played. It's not his fault. It's my fault. I guess all they can do is set you on a path. Jason tweets in, is his spin rate down from no sticky grips? He's never used sticky. He has said that. He goes, I never used it. Never. Mm-hmm. I never used a thing. Maybe he should start.
Well, don't do that.
So I really don't know what it is. It's confounding. And it's driving me crazy. It's driving Paulie crazy. It's driving you guys crazy. I love the dude. I want him to dominate. I've seen him dominate.
Thank you.
I've seen it. I've seen it.
Do you want to hear what Blake Snell had to say yesterday?
I mean, kind of, but kind of not, because I've heard it. I've heard it.
I know. He was asked, you know, is he surprised that he struggled? Because he did have a good start. His last start in Miami, last Thursday, Friday, whatever it was, he looked good. And, of course, you have to think, because the road troubles have been the biggest struggle for him. So when he turns it around on the road, you're thinking, all right, we're coming back home.
Dominic just nails it. If the bullpen has been fantastic all year, but the starting pitching is subpar, does the pitching coach get credit and blame at the same time?
Right, and that's a sentiment I see all the time.
All the time.
Everyone says, well, you know, if Balsley was here, Snell would be doing better. It's like, well, if you're going to rip Rothschild for Snell's struggles, how come you don't give him credit for Melanson's success and Ryan Weathers' success, right? If you're going to criticize him when pitchers do bad, don't you have to praise him when the pitchers do good?
I don't want to tell people, because I don't think you're dumb. I think it's a legitimate topic to breach and broach and whatever. I think that it feels like a cop out. What would we say to about a pitcher if he was like, well, it wasn't my fault. It's Larry's fault. Right? We'd be like, whoa. Like, Larry's not throwing those pitches.
That's a lame excuse.
We would say that it was a lame excuse. George says, if your mentor gave you tips on what to say on the air to improve your show and you say those things, then it's a terrible show. Whose fault is it? I mean, a pitching coach, essentially, I don't know really what they do, Paulie. These guys are pros, okay? You know what we see when we're at Petco Park early down in the field? You know what I don't see? Is I don't really see Jace Tingler walking up behind Tommy Pham in the batting cage, putting his arms like, hey, get your hands up here a little higher, Tommy. I don't see it. Like, these guys have an approach. They know what they want to do. They have a plan. The pitching coach, from my understanding, he's just there to say, all right, I like this plan. I don't like this plan. Hey, you were dragging a little bit last time. Just make sure you're following through. All that.
Kind of help you scout your opponent.
Yes, and the pitcher, the man, the player, they are the ones that have to execute at the end of the day. If they don't get the job done, I really don't see how it's anybody else's issue other than Blake Snell's. I really don't. I really don't. I think it falls on the player. And it's just been a frustrating watch. I'm as frustrated as the next guy. I am. I mean, I had a guy yesterday like, hey, I thought you weren't going to hit. Is it time to hit the panic button yet? And I'm like, I mean, panic is a strong word because it's just like snip, snap, snip, snap. One time he looks good and dominant.
Right.
You know, 10 strikeouts, whatever, six innings. And then the next inning he goes, walks the bases
loaded. Would it surprise you if I told you in 5 days from now that he goes out there, goes seven strong, gets up four hits, you know, strikes out eight?
It would not. It would not surprise me in
the
slightest.
But would it also surprise you if I told you he's going to go out
and give up seven
and, you know, get shelled and he's out in the third inning?
Oh. The baseball gods were choking me. They did not want me to talk about Blake Snell. Jeez. All right, I'm fully recovered.
How about a little Benthology?
I need some Benthology. Ben trying to do commercials it's my favorite thing. Coming up next, it's Ben and Woods, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.